312-981-7200 is our phone number. This guy is an expert on grilling and on meat. If you have a question about grilling, he can answer anything and everything. Let's bring up the Traeger Grill Master, Chad Ward. Tell everybody where you're at.
Hey, Pete. We're out here about an hour south of Seattle, in the northwest. And we've got considerably cooler weather than the weather update I heard during the break. It's hot and steamy up there for you guys.
Oh, my gosh. It's sunny and 90, but a lot of people are going to be grilling this weekend. So you're an hour from Seattle. What are you going to be making in the Pacific Northwest?
So this morning, we were fortunate enough to be able to go down and harvest some clams. We got some clams and oysters. Then, obviously, we're going to stick with the barbecue meats, too. We've got a brisket going on tonight, nice low and slow. We're doing some ribs, a ton of side dishes. So it's going to be a feast. One thing I love about 4th of July, if you're having folks over, friends and family, it's kind of one of those grazing holidays, right? You'll have people stop by at noon, 1 o'clock, then some people drop in at 4, and then you've got the rowdy crowd, usually the night shift that likes to come by. So just having some food that's kind of readily available, holds well, those kind of things works out pretty well.
Man, if you're a grill master, you said brisket, ribs, clams, and oysters. Tell me about making clams and oysters on the grill. How do you do that?
So, honestly, one thing, a lot of people think when it comes to clams and those things, you've got to roast them. But what we found on the Traeger, and I got to give my friend Julie here next to me credit, because she cooks these all the time, because she literally has the clams in her backyard. Take the Traeger up to 500 degrees, and then just lay them out singularly on a sheet pan.
Okay.
And then throw them on there until they start to pop, kind of the same with the oysters. And the cool thing about it, when you do that, is you're able to kind of get that nectar that comes off that fresh seafood captured in the sheet pan.
Yeah.
And then you can take and strain that and use it for stocks and things in the future.
So do you lay like some water down on the sheet pan, or is it you just lay the clams and oysters?
Nope.
Really?
Straight on the sheet pan, so kind of a dry heat.
Wow. I mean, I learn so much every time you're on. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. How about the brisket? When did you put that thing on? And what's the temperature?
That's going to go on tonight. We're cooking on a Timberline, so the Timberline has a super smoke feature that puts about three times more smoke in the chamber.
Okay.
Between the temperatures of 165 and 225. So we'll put that on tonight on super smoke, about 185, and just, probably about 10, 11 o'clock, and let it roll through until about 7 in the morning. It should be about 165, 170 degrees, and then I'll wrap that in some double foil, and I'll put it back on at 275, and it should be done around 9:30 or 10 in the morning, and then we'll pull it out, let it rest a little bit, and then put it in a dry cooler so it can stay nice and food safe for hours to come. And one thing about that, like on the brisket, is let's say the first people come over at 1 o'clock, I'll slice enough brisket to serve that crowd, but then wrap it back up and put it back in that dry cooler. So that way, brisket's one of those things, if you slice it all at one time, I like to say it kind of dies on the cutting board. So slice off what you need for your guests, wrap it back up whole, store it safely, and then as people come over and start making a plate, feel free to pull it back out and let them enjoy the deliciousness.
Is that a mistake people make when they take the brisket off? They cut the whole thing right away? They should cut as they need it?
Absolutely. You should not be putting a knife to that brisket until it's rested at least 45 minutes to an hour. Because if you think about it, Pete, that's a long cook. I mean, that brisket's been taking on heat at varying levels for close to 12 hours. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So when that happens, all those water molecules in that meat are really, really active. So if you go and you slice it right off the grill, that's all purged. So that's all, if you were to let it rest 45 minutes to an hour, that's all the moisture that would have settled back within the brisket and not just washed out. So that's why you want to let that rest 45 minutes to an hour on those big cuts like pork butts and briskets.
Right. We're talking with Traeger Grill Master Chad Ward. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. Someone's asking about the meat temperature. Do you pull the meat out and let it sit on the counter for a certain amount of time before you put it in the smoker or on the grill?
I like to, and usually it all depends on the cut, but like on brisket, I'll pull it out maybe about an hour and a half before. And it'll take me probably 15, 20 minutes to get it trimmed up well.
Okay.
And then I'll season it and let it sit about 30 to 45 minutes. At room temp on the counter. And what that does is I don't use any binders like mustard or olive oil on the meat. But what that does when you put the seasoning directly on the meat and let it sit at room temp, you have a reaction between the meat and the seasoning. It kind of creates this slurry on top and becomes one. And that's when you know it's time to go ahead and throw it in.
So 90 minutes ahead of time with the piece of meat.
No, but 90 minutes also includes the trimming. So I'm letting that brisket okay. sit seasoned for about 60 minutes.
Is that true for steaks, too?
Steaks, not that long.
Okay.
I'll clean my steaks up and then season them and let them sit on the countertop for about 10 to 15 minutes, just until that rub's kind of created a bond with the meat.
Okay, someone's asking about the rub for the brisket and the rub for the ribs. Is it the same thing or different, and what is it?
Yeah, so two different ones. So I like to layer my flavor sometimes. So for the brisket, I've got my own Whiskey Bent Barbecue brand of seasoning, and I'll be putting down the Fix, which is a really fine rub of mine. It's just a great kind of all-purpose, and it just amps up all the flavors. So I'll put that down first, let it sit a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to come over the top with a Whiskey Bent The Grind, which is a coffee red meat-based rub. So it's not just great on beef, but we use it a lot on venison, elk, a lot of red meat wild game also. So that's that. In the Traeger lineup, I've cooked a ton of briskets with the Traeger Prime Rib Rub
okay.
and the Traeger Coffee Rub as a combo that's really good. And then on the ribs, I like a little bit of a savory sweet rub. So I've used a lot of Traeger pork and poultry rub. It's got a really good color to it, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of savory. And then on the Whiskey Bent side, I use a combo of our rub called The Bird. And even though it's for poultry, it's really good on pork.
Yep.
And then a little bit of the Old Fashioned over the top, because the Old Fashioned's got some cinnamon, some nutmeg, a little bit of sweetness that complements all the savory and the bird.
So
there's some options.
So, Chad, the rub on the ribs, do you put sauce on the ribs too, or is that included? I missed that. Your phone cut out.
Yep. So on the sauce, I put my sauce on when it comes to ribs at the very, very end.
Okay.
So I'll usually cook my ribs at 225 for about 3 hours. Looking for between the two thickest bones, I'm looking for a temperature around 165, 170.
Okay.
And then I'll wrap them in foil with a little bit of butter and a little bit of white grape juice. The white grape juice gives you your steaming liquid. The butter is your cooking in fat, kind of like the French do with confit. It helps keep that meat moist. And they're going to be in that double foil for maybe 30, 45 minutes at 275. And then I pull my ribs when they're about 203 to 204 degrees. So you take those ribs out of the foil and the liquid mixture, and then put them on the grill for about 5 minutes at 275. That'll dry that surface out, and then you can put your sauce on. And literally, you only want the sauce on for about 10 to 15 minutes.
That's it.
When you can see that sauce kind of melt into that meat,
okay,
you're done. Because if you leave it on much longer than that, it's going to caramelize and give you some off flavors.
I'm telling you, this guy knows everything. Did you go to school for this? Remind me how you know everything about this.
I got my degree from Florida Southern College in finance. I'm a, when it comes to barbecue, I'm 100% self-taught. Like I've said, yeah, I've made a lot of barbecue mistakes, but I've learned from every one of them.
And that's we've all done that. And by the way, growing up, my father used to burn everything on the grill. The greatest thing that you could ever invest in is a $9 meat thermometer. Why don't people go out and buy that meat thermometer or order it on Amazon?
I always tell people, I completely agree with you, Pete. Like, I always tell people, like, love to invest in a Traeger. That'd be a great cooking device for sure. And the next thing you should get is an instant read thermometer. And I'll tell you a company that I've used my whole career, and they don't pay me to say this, but ThermalWorks. So they've got some high end digital thermometers up around $100.
Yep.
But they also have one that's under $30 called the Thermopop. It reads within 3 seconds. Nice digital, you know, output. It just makes for a better cook. When you quit cooking based off of look and time
mm-hmm.
and start cooking to a product's internal temperature, overnight you become a better cook.
Yeah, 100%. And they have the thermometers that have apps attached to them, and you can just stare down at your phone. You don't even have to walk out to your grill.
No. I mean, like what I like to do on mine, like this brisket that we're going to cook overnight, is I'll take and I'll, Traeger's got a leave-in thermometer that plugs into the controller. So I'll leave that thermometer in the meat, and then literally from the comfort of the bed, I can have it connected to the app, and I can see and actually set an alarm, hey, wake me up when this brisket gets to 165, and then I can go out there and boil and do my thing.
Oh, my gosh, is that great. It actually sets the alarm, too. I need that one.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yeah, and you can set an alarm based off internal temperature or based off of time.
When was the last time you burned meat on the grill?
Oh, man, I don't want to come off as it's been a while. But I think a lot of that, now at the beginning of my career, there was plenty of times, about every other weekend. But you know, it's one of those things that you get more reps. You know, you just get a little more refined at it.
Right. It's just over and over. And you made mistakes early on, all of us.
You know what, Pete? I got to be honest with you. The other day, I was filming some YouTube videos, and it was hot as could be outside. I mean, it was like, it feels like 111 back home in Florida. And I let my wings cook about 15, 20 minutes too long, and they were some crispy critters. So you have done it recently. I'm sorry, I got to come clean with you.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's my teaser right now. I was going to ask you about that. That's on my list. And someone called in about fish. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and I'll ask you these questions. Traeger Grillmaster Chad Ward on the phone with us. Where can they follow you on? You said you had some YouTube videos. What's your YouTube channel and social media?
So the YouTube, we're about 2 weeks from releasing. It'll be Whiskey Bent BBQ, and then they can follow me the same way there on social media. Instagram, I'm pretty active on, and it's Whiskey with an E. Whiskey Bent BBQ.
Whiskey Bent BBQ. Got it. Chad Ward, 312-981-7200. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about chicken breasts, chicken wings, and fish on the grill. It's 720 WGN. We're all going to be grilling this weekend. On the phone with us is Traeger Grillmaster Chad Ward, 312-981-7200. Chad, I just got a message on social media. By the way, you can follow me at Pete McMurray. I don't like to check the internal meat temperature because when I do, all the juices bleed out. Is there any way to avoid that? Someone's asking.
So I would say if you're worried about that, there's been some pretty significant studies done. If you want to, actually, a guy local to y'all, Meathead Goodwin over at AmazingRibs.com has done some research on that. The amount of juice that you lose when you're temping a product is very minimal overall, especially compared to being able to get that data point. So
yep.
One thing, if you do want to minimize that, you can go with those leave-in thermometers, where you're not, you know, poking and prodding all the time. And then once that gets close to where you think it is, then you can take your instant read thermometer and hit a couple other areas of the meat to make sure everything's at that consistent finish temperature.
One of the things that people overcook is chicken breasts. How do you do that? How do you cook it on the grill?
So I cook mine a little bit lower. I like to cook my chicken breasts, especially if it's skin off, around 275 degrees. Gets a little bit of a smoke flavor, but also really takes it to where you're not going to overcook it. And then I'm usually having my leave-in thermometer set for about 163 degrees. And because of that 163 degrees, when you pull it off, it's going to cook over that extra 2-3 degrees to get you to 165. Plus, you have perfectly safe chicken. If you've cooked any chicken to 145 degrees and it's held that temperature for 5 minutes or more. I think what always happened was people hear 165 or you could get sick with chicken. 165 kills everything immediately.
Okay.
Which makes it completely safe. So people thought, well, if 165 is good, 170 could be better. But that's not the case. And you got to remember, too, that's a white meat on the chicken. So the amount of marbling and internal fat is really, really low.
My buddy used to take the chicken breasts, put them in a Ziploc bag, and put Italian salad dressing and leave it on the counter for about 40 minutes, then throw it on the grill. They were fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of the most basic chicken marinades.
Okay.
But the reason people do it is it is delicious. I mean, when I first got into competition barbecue, I marinated chicken that way and did really, really well with it. So, yes, you can definitely do that to add some flavor to it. There's also some brines out there, whereas, you know, if you want to, you can brine the chicken, which is kind of an osmosis process to where you're using a salty solution to pull more moisture into the meat. That also helps make a really nice, juicy breast.
Chad, what about chicken wings on the grill?
Chicken wings, I like to start them out and get a little bit of smoke on them. So I'll start at about 225, and then I'll do that for about 20, 25 minutes. And then I'll turn the grill up to 375, 400 degrees, and then finish them off there. And I like my wings to go a little bit higher. That's a dark meat. It's got a lot of ligaments and tendons. So I like to have my finished temperature on wings of about 175. And then if you want to add your sauce, once they've hit 175, throw them in a bowl, put your favorite barbecue sauce, wing sauce on them, toss them, and then you can throw them right back on for 3 or 4 minutes just to let that sauce tighten up a little bit.
Boy, I love chicken wings. I talked about this the other day.
They're the best.
I could eat 40 of them at one sitting. Guaranteed.
Nothing wrong with that, Pete.
How about salmon on the grill? I guess salmon, I'm going to ask you about burgers and turkey burgers in a second. We're almost out of time, but go ahead.
Okay, no problem. So salmon, I usually like to cook mine. It once again, you'll notice 275 degrees is a really consistent number for me. If you want more of a hot salmon, you obviously raise that up to 350, 375. And I like to pull salmon around 130 to 135 degrees, depending on what you like doneness-wise. For me, down there on that tail end, as soon as it starts to flake a little bit,
okay,
that's around medium for me, and that's what I really like.
All right. And most people are going to be cooking burgers and turkey burgers and hot dogs this weekend. Any suggestions?
Yeah, so I would say on the turkey burgers, make sure you're pulling those at a 140, 145 degrees max. Just because they're so lean. And then on hamburgers, one thing I noticed, some people that like make their own patties, they have differing sizes. Remember, all those are going to cook differently. So if you've decided to be ambitious, get the ground beef and make your own burgers, make sure they're all as uniform as possible.
Okay.
So they cook at the same time and cook.
So you don't want them different sizes. I get that. And, of course, hot dogs. Yeah. Hot dogs are indirect heat. Keep them on indirect heat.
Absolutely. You know, for hot dogs, I love, you know, a lot of people love beer brats. I love cooking hot dogs the same way. Throw them in some beer, let them get up to temp, and then literally you're pulling them out of the beer bath to, and actually if you don't drink, I've also done it with apple juice for kids before, and it turned out really, really good. And then literally all you're doing is taking them from that indirect beer or apple juice bath and putting them over high heat, just literally to get those grill marks and that crisp on them, so you kind of get that Maillard reaction and that snap of the casing that everybody's looking for in a good sausage or a good hot dog.
Are you kidding me? Why have not? I never thought about that, boiling hot dogs in beer. But I guess if you're going to give them to kids, you don't want them to get all liquored up by eating the hot dogs. But that goes away if you put it on the grill, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you're going to dissipate that beer. You're going to dissipate that beer, honestly, as soon as you put it on that hot grill. It's going to sear off.
With the turkey burgers, do you mix in, I've heard that people mixed in eggs before, egg whites, olive oil to moisten them up?
Yeah, so I know a lot of people that have taken ground turkey breast and then will add in some eggs. I would say that's probably the best because it just gives you a little bit more fat. If you wanted to put a stream of olive oil in there too, it won't hurt you. Just make sure you don't get it so wet that the patty won't hold together when you go to flip it.
I laugh because that's happened to me, and I've gotten yelled at by my wife.
Next thing you know, one six ounce burner turned into 3 2-ounce sliders.
Do you frown on the turkey burgers? I mean, we're talking about briskets, ribs, clams, oysters, and now turkey burgers. Do you frown on that?
As far as turkey burgers, not at all. I mean, different people, you know, have different diets and different lifestyles that they're living. To me, I look at it as they're still getting out there. They're getting outside with family and friends. They're cooking on the grill. The only ones that I don't feel that way about is those plant-based burgers. I do have a hard time embracing those. Anything they got to raise in a test tube that I can to put on the grill, I'm a little bit hesitant of.
Well, I don't understand how people cook those on the grill. There's people that do that.
Yeah, there is.
I just don't understand it. That makes you mad as a grill master.
It's a hard one to swallow, let's put it that way.
Yes. The Traeger.
Literally and figuratively.
Chad, you are the best. Hanging out in the Pacific Northwest, he's going to be making clams and oysters and brisket and ribs in the next day and a half, man. Wow. I got to go on one of those trips.
It's going to be a good time.
Traeger Grill Master Chad Ward. How can people follow you on social media again?
So easiest way is Instagram, Whiskey Bent BBQ. And yeah, if you guys have any questions, feel free to send me a direct message, and I try to get them answered as soon as possible.
You're the best, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Pete, thanks so much to all the listeners. Hope you guys have a great 4th. Take care, guys.
All right, thanks, man. Wow, he is just the best. He knows everything there is to know about grilling.